we've established that there's 7,700 vacant properties in the county, which is an outstanding number, really and truly. And it's so important that we start, you know, to pull our own resources together and do an audit and try and find out who owns the properties, try to help the property owners that would like help in doing them up, provide assistance and let them know what grants are available for repurpose, for reuse. If they're listed properties, you know, or if they're, you know, the protected structures, that the availability of information is there for them, what they can do. I mean, we see the crisis, obviously, with the MICA, which is absolutely huge and very, very slow to try and get sorted out. And then we have people coming in from Ukraine and other countries that are, you know, from war-torn countries that we've got to house now also. So we're really in a position whereby what we're finding is that a lot of our own people now are actually being put out of accommodation because there's other people moving in, that properties have been purchased, and these people are now presenting themselves more and more as homeless. And it's really unbelievable to think in this day and age that this is what's happening in Donegal.
In recent years, even just months, we've seen a massive increase in the rent prices as well. So that is obviously having a knock-on effect on what people can afford and the availability out there.
I know of places now rurally that are now starting to charge for a two-bedroomed apartment €950 a month, larger than most people's mortgages, you know, of an average mortgage. You'll never get on the property market. You'll never own your own home if you have to pay that amount of money for rental.